Today, we're going to be talking about how to face your fear of the blank page, whether you're a new, returning, or practicing writer. Welcome to Emma Givens Content and Copy. My name's Emma, and I'm the founder of a boutique agency specializing in branded copywriting and content writing for small and medium-sized businesses. I know from experience working with hundreds of businesses of all shapes and sizes that compassionate, client-centered copy and content ultimately does three incredibly powerful things. One, it helps your ideal client by matching them to a product or service that's going to improve their life. Two, it positions you as the guy they think of first and trust wholeheartedly. And three, it actually improves conversion and retention for a thriving business long-term. Are you excited to stand out to more of the clients you adore? Let's dive into some content and copy. The most common question I get from both new and practicing writers is, how do I start writing? And what they mean really is, how do you start writing when you're faced with that blank piece of paper or that blank Word document? The thing that's happening and what really lies behind that question is when you're a creative person, you want to produce really good quality work. You want to create something that seems new and fresh, or it lays out really well what you want to say. What lies behind that question is the desire to write something that's really true to themselves, or something that's really creative and fresh and hasn't been seen before. And there's so much pressure that they're really psyching themselves out. And a lot of the time they don't end up writing anything at all. They're so worried about writing something that's crappy that they just don't write anything at all. The result is that the blank page lies open, eerily clean, and still blank. When I answer this question, I'm usually met with a sigh of relief and people really feeling in their heart of hearts for the first time, I don't actually have to get it right the first time. And I know you know about editing and revision and how important all that is, and you might logically realize that anything you write isn't going to be perfect the first time. But what they're realizing in this answer is that they don't even have to write the correct thing the first time. It doesn't even need to be the right topic, the right format. What they can do is just write anything. So here is what I tell them and what I'm going to tell you right now. Get something, anything, written on the page, completely unrelated to what you're supposed to be working on. One of the easiest ways to take away fear of the blank page, and this applies if you're handwriting, is to scribble. Just scribble on the top of the page, write your name or doodle. This idea comes from my mentor, Jack Fish, and it really works well for when you like to handwrite. It suddenly makes the blank page not blank anymore. And so it takes that intimidation factor out. Now, if you like to type everything like I do, I really don't handwrite anything that I'm creating for an audience. It doesn't necessarily work. That's very much a physical solution, and it's a good one. What I like to do as someone who types is a couple of practices that would apply whether you are a handwriter or you are a typer. So the first technique that I like is morning pages. This is great if you're a new writer or returning to the craft after some time away. Morning pages were created by Julia Cameron. She talks about them in her book, The Artist's Way, which I highly recommend, and also in some of her online courses. But the idea of morning pages is actually really simple on their own. You're committed every morning to filling 3 pages with stream of consciousness writing. The idea of doing it every day, 3 pages, is to help with habit formation so that it's just part of your life that you write every single day. But the reason that you're going to do it stream of consciousness style is to get the creativity flowing. So what is stream of consciousness writing? Writing everything that's happening in your brain. So every single thought that comes to mind, you're putting down on the page. It could be your to-do list for that day. It could be the fact that you don't know what to write about, saying something like, I don't know what I'm writing about. I am worried that there's not going to be enough grapes left at the grocery store because I'm writing and it's taking me forever and I just want to go and I just want to go over and over and over again. It can be complete nonsense. You don't have to worry about punctuation or grammar or spelling. And really, at the end of it, even if you're being a little honest and personal about something that you're worried about, you could just rip it up. You could burn it. It's not meant to be that piece that you're actually worried about. This is completely a practice that's just getting you to do habit formation and to reveal the creativity that lies under all of these troublesome thoughts. It really helps reveal creativity by getting the self-censoring, self-doubting, and fearful thoughts out on the page. You create a physical distance then between those thoughts and your actual self. And by doing that, you'll realize that the fears are not realistic and they definitely aren't going to kill you. And so all of these excuses for why it's scary to write something that's really creative or why you're worried about who's going to read it, they just all fall apart. They no longer hold the same weight and it takes the intimidation factor down. It's also acknowledging the fears because really, like, feelings of fear are trying to protect you, but you let it state its peace. You tell it that I care about you. I'm glad that you told me what you're worried about, but these are the reasons why we don't have to worry. So you can relax. That frees you to go and be creative and to start to let in some new ideas. Letting out those self-censoring thoughts first thing in the morning is a little bit like clearing the gunk or the sleep out of your eyes. Once it's gone, you're able to see better and nothing's standing in your way. As an experienced writer, I personally find that morning pages don't help me as much anymore. I have a habit. I have no choice, right? Writing is my work, so I'm constantly creating blog posts and articles and publishing personal essays or writing up a marketing campaign. All of these require me to write on a daily basis. Plus, I like to journal. Writing is a really big part of my life. So if you're at that point, some people still do morning pages. They're really committed to Julia Cameron's way of doing things. But for me, it doesn't really help. And what I'd recommend as an alternative for you, if just sitting down for a new project and looking at that blank page is intimidating, is a practice called free writing. Free writing is what I personally do whenever I'm feeling a creative block as I'm about to start writing. Free writing has a lot in common with morning pages, with the key differences being you're not committed to writing every single day in the morning or writing 3 pages. So here's how it works. The first step is to open a notebook. If you want, you can open a Word doc, but I actually really like doing, whether it's morning pages or free writing, by hand. So that way I can separate my official work, which happens on the computer, from my personal work, which happens in handwriting. And it's also associated with journaling and diaries. And for me, it's a lot easier to be honest and let the stream of consciousness out in its authentic form when I'm doing it by hand. Next, you have a couple options. You could set a timer. I usually go with either 3 minutes or 5 minutes or no timer at all. I would recommend doing that if you kind of have a sense of how long stream of consciousness writing happens for you. What you'll have discovered with morning pages, most likely, is that after a couple minutes of writing, or once you get closer to the end of those 3 pages, your brain is calmer and quieter and more receptive. So your hand, or hands if you were typing, were able to actually keep up with the rate of those thoughts a lot more. And that same thing happens with free writing, with any stream of consciousness type of writing. And you'll notice how long that usually takes you. If it doesn't take you too long, like for me, I would say on average, it's anywhere from 3 to 6 minutes, then I just let myself do it. I kind of know what to expect and I know how to transition into the productive, intentional writing that I want to do for work. If you don't know how long it's going to take you and free writing is new, you might want to start out by setting timers. Or if free writing can go on and on and on and you have a really busy mind that has a lot of ideas, set the timer so that way you do the exercise, you start to get into the creative flow, and you can also ensure that you're being productive and moving on to the work that you need to do. Now, with your pen or pencil in hand or with your fingers ready to type, you start to write stream of consciousness, just like with morning pages. Write as fast as your hands can keep up with your brain. Like I mentioned, after a couple minutes, for me at least, I get into a sort of rhythm where my brain is quieter and slower and I'm able to keep up more. And I know it's time for me to move on to my official project. Even though I handwrite free writing and there's technically still a blank page in front of me when it comes to my official work, it's not fresh for me. It's not new, this writing today. And it's a lot easier to just start transitioning all that flow that's happening on the written page over onto my computer. All 3 of these techniques, scribbling, morning pages, and free writing, take away that blankness of the page and take the intimidation factor down. So I'd really recommend you give at least one of them a try. And I'd really love to know, have you tried any of these practices? How did they work for you? Is there one that you think suits you the best? Like in my case, free writing. And even if they didn't work, I'd love to know why you think that was. And what are some of the other blocks that come up when you write? Not necessarily at the beginning with the blank page, but it could be further along in the process. Because if you tell me, then I'll be able to give you some really tangible techniques to get through that writer's block. Okay, everyone, take care and happy writing. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Emma Givens Content and Copy. If you had an aha moment or insight from today's episode, let's make it stick by writing it down in a review. It would actually mean the world to me and my entire team. You can write a review on Apple Podcasts, then screenshot it and tag me on Instagram at Emma Givens Writer. I'd be thrilled to start a conversation with you and reshare your big aha moment with the rest of the audience. Until next time, remember, your voice matters. Let's set it free. See you next week for another episode of Emma Givens Content and Copy.